Blog Talk Radio.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life. Hello, this is Genevieve from Genevieve Jim, and I just read a verse John, Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, probably the most well-known Bible verse. Christian, I know the verse. And how are you? And then I thought I'd like to share something about God's unconditional love. I was reading over an old article that I made from peacefullover.org. You check that out whenever you have the time. Good source, good site. And talks about someone dealing with a person with a friend. Make it a long story short, what the best friend said to have a pussy. Now, I have that same question myself. So it kind of gives the idea that God places this on the border of the Christ. But it says throughout the Bible, God has one only condition, salvation, that we believe Lord Christ. And we accept our salvation. There are no other conditions to salvation. And to remember, God is our judge. He wants to have that unconditional love for us. It doesn't matter who we are, where we came from, what we look like, how much money we have, what gender we are, the sexuality we are. That day he loves us. So he loves us unconditionally. It's wonderful when people who really love us unconditionally. I'm not saying we're perfect, but no matter how short numbers, our family love us. God loves us. Yes, we're all sinners. We all sin. God loves us no matter what. This is the reason that Christ came on the cross. So we wouldn't have to pay the penalty of sin. Now we all deserve death. So we sin. Willing to pay that price for all of us. Going to do that. And how many people that know that it's going to die for this? That's something really, really powerful. If Christ speaks, that's it. Your life. And I got to tell you that Old Spirit, I've heard many things. So some Christians have to say, well, you have to belong to this body. God's salvation. God take that person to jail, take that person to bar plug, blood flow, or anywhere, of somebody, of who has their life, not take this person. I'm going to go my verse 33, that says, I would punch them all the good things. I would give all the good things. I'm telling you, thank you. Now, another thing, you notice that all of us, not some, but all. I remember when I asked Christ to come into my life, I felt that way until God has given all my life. I just got my salvation. So I have a cup of water, cup over an open faucet, and the water's running in, and it's still overflowing. And that's so overflowing inside of God's body. In front of him. And I felt this like never seen. That's something that we all have. God gives everything, everything is permitted. Now God doesn't hate the day, the legend, the brand. So this is a question of where to do. I think that's being so clear. And my answer is unequivocally yes. Does God accept you as God? Now, society does a different way to judge it. Does look, does it don't say it like this. Does it look good for you? Or be a lot good for you? Believe, stick to the way. So that's human spirit. That is just so. So they're just so tough. A little bit after Jesus, never sinned. That guy on the phone. What? Did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Did miracles. So, it's all with miracles. Why? Jesus, why did he suffer a horrible death? So his life, put a mirror on all everybody else. One and he said, the woman, the child, woman saw the belt. So then he tried to get what is it all about the law? No, it's just doing the stone. Always the stone. Any of you without sin, the person has the stone. And nobody did that. Everybody walked away. Gave it. Same way it does. Isn't it wonderful that we have someone who, no matter what we've done or where we come from, that he loves us unconditionally? We all love to have unconditional love. And in fairness, that's unconditional love. Well, love that's a unconditional love. But, you said, right, that you've given all your sins. And John 3:16 guarantees that eternal life. Once you've made that And one's going to judge us, and a given judge us. Well, the fallen came out. Most important thing, God does judge. And I'd just like to encourage you to really think of God as possible. God loves us, not to be. No strength to pass. Don't have to do anything just for this wall or this book. No, it's only this salvation that we take for Christ that we accept it from heaven. Person. And shouldn't it be that way? Genevieve, I'd like to thank you for being here today and I just first help out of the first help. Back before we get together with you. Thank you and God bless you.